What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. Let's get into it.
If you're actually mature, if you're a mature person, you, what the past is doesn't matter because, like, when you meet them, you laugh about it. That's funny.
It is funny. Let me hear that shit again.
If you're actually mature, if you're a mature person, you, what the past is doesn't matter because, like, when you meet them, you laugh about it. That's funny, but, like, really, we all learn. We all go through things. We all go through the phase. We all go through it. And we, if you say you're not, then you're not being real.
So here's the thing. I got a buddy of mine, right? I used to fucking be just like Myron on this one. I used to be like Myron where I would say stupid shit like, people don't change, people don't this, people don't that. And, I eventually came to the realization, I came full circle, right? I mean, we all went from being blue-pilled to red-pilled. And I went from being an alcoholic to not wanting to touch any of that shit. If I do drink, it's either going to be a Guinness or an 805. Or a Pendleton whiskey. And those are just non-negotiables. You know, I went from eating like shit to, you know, saying that there was nothing I could do about my weight to a friend of mine getting me into bodybuilding. I went from being a homeless piece of shit and trying desperately to accept my situation, accepting my fate, to having my own little spot. These are things that I changed willingly. And I see and hear this shit all the time, man. Like, women will never change. This is this and that and the other. Here's the thing. I don't care. I don't care who you were in the past. Right? Although there is a thing where, like, I hear certain things and I just kind of recoil. Like, for example, there was this guy at a construction site who was sexually abused by his father. And he said, you know, back in the 80s, he used to run around town fucking picking up 16-year-old boys and, you know, having his way with them. Of course, today, we look at that, right? And we're like, dude, that's absolutely disgusting. And now the fucking world changed on us. Like, what the fuck? I mean, of course the morals have never changed. Like, we still look down on that shit. But now this world is trying to get us to accept that behavior. And I'm not telling you to. Don't make that mistake. Militaries are getting softer. Generations and people are getting softer, and you could chalk it up to you know, hard times make soft men, right? We could chalk it up to that. Here's the thing. I've seen good people with fucking horrible pasts. And I've seen horrible people with amazing pasts. It all depends on who you are as a person. You see, the world can make you a fucking horrible person. The world can make you into a monster. But ultimately, who are you going to be? Like, a woman's past doesn't really matter to me. Because if they become a good person, If they become a good person to society and to the person that they love, and I observe it, then who they were in the past doesn't really make... I mean, unless they're fucking pedophiles, and obviously there's a fucking subtle nuance there. Like a friend of mine, perfect example, she was raped multiple times and she just became this fucking cunt of a human being. You feel bad for her. Like, she's an absolute piece of shit to you. Or, you know, she's my former friend. She's an absolute piece of shit to you when you meet her. And then when you hear her story, it all makes sense. Do you forgive her? Her, personally? No. Because she's just a piece of shit. Like, she really sucks as a human being. I can't tell you how many times she would treat my friends like shit. But I don't forgive her behavior for the character that she is, because it's in everybody's ability to change. Got another buddy of mine. Once upon a time ago, he was raped by, you know, an older woman. And she would constantly come over and fuck with him. And he's like, in the beginning it was great, but something dawned on me that this wasn't right. And one day I tried to stop her, and she wouldn't stop. And he's one of the most peaceful people on the planet. Same thing with my mom. You know, she was abused, she was beaten, she was battered. And she chooses to be a good human being. My grandmother was the same way. She was beaten, she got diagnosed with cancer, and she was still a good mom, a good grandmother, a good mentor, a good friend. Like I said, when she passed away, on her funeral, they had to have two services because there were so many people that showed up to this church. I'm not talking a small church. It was a fucking huge church. It was over there in Huntington Park. I think off of Florence. I forget the church's name. But she would frequently take me there. And she would always have conversations with the pastor, or excuse me, with the priest and the bishop all the time. I think right next door was a Catholic school, a small Catholic school. I could be wrong. Forget the name. I think it's called Mission Church. Could be wrong. Any case, the hospital that I was born in was Mission Hospital. That place no longer exists. And most of Huntington Park's buildings look like missions. So it would stand to reason that the church would also be named, you know. They also had Mission Park, with Spanish-style architecture. So fast forward. Your past can either make or break you, but the past is your past. Now, I know a lot of guys in the MGTOW community who have horrible pasts and became good men. And I know a lot of people in the MGTOW community who have great pasts and became horrible people. And I know people that have had horrible pasts and have became and are still horrible people. And I know people that have great pasts and became great people. Now see, here I'm about to use that infamous language that women like to use. It depends. It depends on the type of person that you want to be. And that's subject to the ethics and the morals and the principles of the people that you surround yourself with. Make sense? Now, the majority of the time, people with horrible pasts tend to be horrible people. Right? But I can't go by that anymore. Because I've dated women who have had great families and who have treated me like shit. And I know women who have had horrible families who treated me like a fucking god. It all is just a matter of who they choose to be. So I don't consider a person's past anymore. It's dodgy. Back in my day, your past dictated your future. And my generation changed that, but not for the better. Not for the better. They all wanted to be that fucking unique snowflake, right? My generation completely turned everything upside down, but not for the better. It's like some fucked up nightmare. I used to think that women with a low body count meant something. And then I started to do some self-reflecting and I was like, Jesus Christ, every chick that I ever dated had a low body count and they were out of their fucking minds. They were pieces of shit. So you can't even rely on that. And here these men are on these shows preaching this type of shit.
Let me ask you a question. You like a guy that makes money, right?
Yeah, of course.
You like a guy that's taller than you?
Yeah.
You like a guy that's stronger than you?
Yeah, but I'm listening. I've dated guys that are shorter than me and everything.
But you prefer the things I just stated, correct?
Right.
What if I told you were immature because of what you want in a man? I'll sound foolish, wouldn't I? Because it's biologically hardwiring you to want these things, right? So why is it that women can go ahead and say, no, be mature, accept my past. But if I say, well, you know what? No, be mature, accept the short guy. You will look at me like I'm crazy. Or be mature, accept the guy that's broke.
But
he's not around no more. Or be mature, accept the guy that makes less money than you.
Everything.
Or be mature, accept the guy that isn't more competent than you.
All that makes sense on textbook. It's textbook. As a matter of fact, I get a lot of fucking comments and messages telling me how wrong I am, and it's like David Goggins said, if you're not going the extreme and people understand you, you're doing something wrong. People have to fucking look at you like, where the fuck is this guy coming from? Then that's when you know you're on the right path. You see, what I've noticed about MGTOW is that there's a lot of pain there, and we do nothing with it. Yeah, sure, we upload videos and we consult each other, more or less. You know what I mean? But ultimately, we go by these guidelines that these fucking PUAs put out there, and we live by them. And I'm here to tell you don't. Because they're still going to guide you back to the fucking farm. A woman with a low body count does not mean she's a good woman. A woman who can cook does not mean she's a good person. Or she's even a good cook. A woman who grew up in a traditional household with a father and a brother and a mother and the family unit stayed together. I mean, look at Pearly Things. She had everything, and she's still a fucking piece of shit. Low body count, so she says. Unless she's revealed it and I don't know the number. Still a piece of shit. I don't believe anything anymore. You see, how about this? Let me give you an example. these guys rely on statistics, right? They rely on statistics, and they bring up the statistical argument that the younger you marry them, the lower the body count, the more fertile, the more this, the more money you have, the more likely are the chances that your relationship isn't going to split the fuck up. And that's just simply not true. Because that very same statistic that tells you all that bullshit is the very same statistic that tells you that women are better drivers. And yet every fucking accident I see is, and every woman that cuts, or every person that cuts me off is a woman. Every accident I see is a woman. Every bad driver that fucks me over is a woman. I'll give you an example. Last night, this woman was driving 5 miles under the speed limit, and I'm carrying a fucking heavy cargo, and I need to get someplace. And I'm like, what the fuck is this chick doing? And she's brake checking me. So I get around her, and guess what? She starts speeding up, because she doesn't want me to go around her. So I go behind her, and she tries to brake check me again, and I just fucking just bump her ass, like, forward. And I pretend to pull over, and I just fucking took off. I didn't want to deal with that bullshit. I fucking left her ass there. And of course, she fucking follows me. And I'm at my job, doing my job. There's not a scratch or any kind of a dent, nothing that could be noticed. She's getting out fucking screaming at me. And the coworkers see this, and they all come fucking running over, and they're like, hey, what the fuck? And I'm just pretending like I have no idea what the fuck is going on. I'm like, why are you yelling at me? Like, motherfucker, you just bumped into me, blah, blah, blah. And then you fucked up my car. And then all the coworkers are like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, you pulled up to him. Like, there's no bump on it. He bumped into me back there. Like, ma'am, I'm setting up signs. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't even know who you are. I've never even seen you in my life. Oh, it's like that then, huh? Okay, wait here, motherfucker. She got in her car and took off. And the guys were like, are you alright? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, what was that about? I was like, I have no idea. I'm over here just trying to fucking do my job. And then they were like, where's your knife? Because I always carry a knife. And I'm like, that, exactly. Where is it? Where is it when I need it? And they're just like, you know, just watch your ass. And that was it. Of course, I was nervous all night, fucking tired. But that same statistic that tells you that women are calmer, cooler, collected, more capable, all this bullshit, are the same fucking statistics that are telling you all the same bullshit. That the younger they are, the more fertile they are, that the lower the body count, the more chances you have of her staying with you, that the younger you marry her, the more successful the marriage, all that bullshit. It's just bullshit. It's false. You have to measure the human being for who they are. Where they say, like, the stereotype is, like, women are better cooks, then why is most of the chefs in the world men? Why is almost every TV show saturated with men who are cooking? Men who are traveling the world? Not saying that women are useless. But for all the statistics and all this shit that I see, like, they finally have an opportunity to fucking flourish. And what do? Bitch, whine, and complain. Finally, it's my turn. And that's all we hear. No results. Not a single fucking result. It's my time to shine now. Not a single fucking result. In fact, when we put them in positions of power, what do? They Bud Light the motherfucker. They YouTube the motherfucker. That's why I'm not on there right now. Uploading. You know the best sites in the world that I go to? The ones that are owned by men. BitChute, and MGTOW TV are the only ones that I fucking go to. I don't know about Odyssey and Rumble. Like, don't start trying to sales pitch me. These are the ones, those are the two ones that I actually give a shit about. And the ones that actually allow me to say whatever the fuck I want to say. And funny enough, go scratch your head on this one, Batman. Owned by men. Don't get me wrong, dude. There are times when I fucking get into all-out fucking comment wars with people. And this is still the greatest site on planet Earth. We could disagree and just dust it off and walk forward. I keep telling you guys, I don't listen to the fucking machine anymore. No matter how many statistics these fuckers, they throw at you. No matter what they say about, oh, it's because a woman's body count will tell you that it's that she's pure. No, she isn't. She could have sucked 1,000 dicks and not had one. Like, what was it? I dated this one chick who did that. Like, once I found out she fucking, like, gave fucking head to a whole bunch of guys, I was like, dude, I am not kissing this fucking chick anymore. I felt disgusted. I was in high school. She went down on 10 guys, and I was like, dude. She's like, yeah, but I'm saving myself for you. And I was like, no, all good. Yeah, there was this other girl. Her name was Jackie. She had fucking sucked and jerked off tons of guys. Never once had sex. Never once. She was a good girl. She came from a really broken home. Her only father figure was her grandfather. She came from a fucked up ass home, and she was still a good person. Naive. Very, very naive. But had his body count as zero. But had just fucking just thrown herself around every guy that showed mild interest. So like I said, body count doesn't fucking matter. Like I keep telling you, these statistics, everything that these chicks say doesn't fucking matter. People can change. And I don't give a shit about your past, depending on what the past is. It's who you are as a person that keeps me around. Because I've had friendships for long periods of time, years, and they just fucking flip on me out of nowhere. And we have had a past together as best friends, as brothers, completely just turned the table on me. Completely just 180 on my ass. I haven't seen two of my best friends in forever, and they've become different people. Despite how fucking close we used to be. And that just depends on the person. I'm able to hang on to love for a long fucking time. I'm also able to hang on to hatred for that long too. I know it's not right to hate, but there's certain... My dad's one of them. I dislike him strongly, extremely. It's like borderline. My mother, I just feel sorry for her. She had a fucked up past herself. Never knew her father. Was born here in the United States. Raised by her grandmother. I'm thinking something happened. All of my family hate her for whatever reason. I guess because she talks a lot of shit behind people's backs. And me personally, I just ignore it all. And my mom, she fucked me over a lot. You know, when my parents split up. But now I'm realizing it was because my parents split up. And now she's trying to do everything in her power to fix that, to correct that. She's a good human being. She's a hardworking woman. See what I mean? People have the potential to change, not because of their past, but because they choose to. Because they realize that whatever they were doing, whatever's being done, isn't serving them. How about this? Let me give you an example of things may not seem what they really are. We all fucking know that Scientology is a fucked up place, right? Can we all agree on that? We've all seen those documentaries. We saw fucking, you know, Tom Cruise and all this shit. Then why is Tom Cruise nailing it at the box office? Well, Hollywood's backing him up. Not really. You could say that the directors or everything are praising him, but the only contract he really has is with Paramount and Universal. How come you don't see him in a Marvel movie? How come you don't see him in any other movie other than Paramount and Universal? And how come Paramount and Universal are doing so well? Or well-ish? That's my question. If Scientology is so bad, then how come he is such a good person? He is. He's the poster boy. Maybe he got a fast track. Maybe he avoided a lot of shit. Or how about this? Maybe he got in when the getting was good and decided, holy fuck, this is looking pretty bad, and decided to fucking jump ship like a lot of fucking people do. There's a lot of fucking Scientologists out there that are like, yeah, man, when I was in there, they had some fucking crazy ass shit going on. Like, there's levels to it. Even the former director of Scientology said that it was bad. And they're only going to show you what they want to show you. But then I talked to, you know, other people, like my mom, who was an ex-Scientologist. Like, few and far in between. Like, maybe 4 people that I've ever met in my life. And they're like, no, it actually helped me out, believe it or not. Like, you choose to involve yourself in the drama. You choose to involve yourself in the problems. You choose to become the problem. How about that? The director of fucking Scientology said so himself. He's like, dude, I created a lot of fucking chaos when I was in there. Had people turn on other motherfuckers, and it's just the power just gets to them. Whatever amount of power, meager amount of strength that they have, it gets to them. And they end up changing everything. They end up fucking everything up. That's why it's like when you go to a church and the pastor's good and the fucking choir's good and the music's good, but then the drama is just fucking on 100, you know, it's just going at Mach speed, nothing but drama. But when you isolate the drama, the church is still good. You just got to stay the fuck away from the drama. And that circle is very small, and no matter how hard they try to drag everybody else in, trust me when I say this, they'll figure out a way how to get rid of those people. Rather slowly cutting them off, or just slowly not inviting them to shit. And then the church goes back to normal. Like, the last job I worked at, nothing but fucking drama. And then when they cleaned house, guess what? They had a bunch of unexperienced motherfuckers, and guess what? The work ethic went down, the productivity went down, everything went fucking down. Just so they can have peace of heart. Now they're struggling trying to pay rent on the property that they just bought. Or, leased. See what I mean? There's a trade-off. The people that cause them, I'm not saying to fucking bring drama into your life, because It'll keep you productive or keep your lifestyle well. I'm not even saying that people that create drama are like the hardest working motherfuckers, because God knows they're not. But somehow or another, it worked out. And as long as you stood away from the drama, I didn't even know that there was even drama going around until I walked into the office one fucking magical day. And they're like, oh, good, he's here. Like, hey, Jack, you know, what's your opinion on this? And I was like, what the fuck? I didn't even know that was going on. It's just like, oh, well, here, let me whoop-de-woo and la-de-la explain to you. And they're like, no, 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 I'm good. I'm good. I don't want to hear any of that. I just want to do my job and go home. And as soon as you cut that the fuck out, guess what? Everything goes back to normal. Everything is peaceful. The only drama that's available is like, fuck, how much work we had today. And that's it. And that's what everybody loved about me at that last job, was that I was able to cut out all the bullshit and just focus on the mission, which was getting the day's work done on time. Rinse and repeat, Monday through Saturday. So, I did that. Now, here's the thing. Same bullshit's happening at my job, right? My boss has a fucked up past, he has a fucked up history, and he's just a fucked up person. My boss, he's not the greatest person in the world. And the owner had a horrible past, horrible history. But he himself is an amazing human being. Charitable, caring, loving, always looking out for the best interest of his employees, always trying to keep happy, trying to stay productive. Because he knows that we're all going through shit, and he's like, if you stay productive, not only are you going to get paid for more shit that you do, but you're going to get your mind off of the shit at home, and you're going to be able to go home with a clean conscience. You're going to be able to go home with a clean mind because you dumped all that hard work and all that pain and energy here on the floor. He gets it. Makes sense? A person who had a fucked up history can take that and change it for the better for everybody else. Judge a person by how they behave and how they act and how they treat others. Now, if they're running around raping and fucking grabbing fucking, you know, underage pussy, that's totally fucking different. I'm not telling you to forgive that. You know, I'm not telling you to forgive your enemies or anything like that. But, like, I don't fucking believe that a person's past dictates their future. Because if that were the truth, then David Goggins definitely shouldn't have been a Navy SEAL. If that were the case, I wouldn't be in this apartment. And it's like, everybody will say, oh, this is in regards to women. All right, let's go down that route too. But the more people that you see as an enemy, you're going to pass up the gems. That's it. That's my word of advice. Guard your heart.